اسرائیلی ها نگران این حوادثند. اینها می دانند که اگر مصر از همپیمانی با اونها دست بکشد و در جایگاه حقیقی خود قرار بگیرد، چه اتفاق عظیمی در این منطقه خواهد افتاد.
Today on Press TV, in Libya, clashes between governed troops and anti-regime forces have left dozens of people dead. Forces loyal to Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi continue their suppression of the popular uprising in several cities. This as protesters say they have overrun the eastern city of Ras Lanuf. Egyptian security forces have opened fire on protesters in the city of Alexandria, wounding three of them. This after the protesters tried to stop police officers from destroying sensitive documents in the state security headquarters. Witnesses say the army has deployed tanks around the building. Hundreds of people in eastern Saudi Arabia have staged a protest to demand the release of a senior cleric and other detainees. Protesters called on the government to have Sheikh Tawfiq al-Amir immediately released. The cleric was arrested after calling for a constitutional monarchy in the kingdom. In Oman, hundreds of people have taken to streets to demand political reforms. They call for the punishment of corrupt officials and a minimum wage increase as well. The demonstrators also demanded more of a say in how the country is run. Several people were injured in similar protests last week. The US is reportedly disapproving of the popular uprisings in Arab countries. The Wall Street Journal says Washington is trying to keep its longtime allies in power and instead favors minor reforms in those countries. The paper says the US wants the protesters to get along with the current regimes. The United Nations has called for a review of airstrikes launched by foreign forces in Afghanistan. The call comes after 9 children were killed in a US-led airstrike in Afghanistan's eastern Kunar province. Thousands of Afghan civilians have lost their lives since the American-led invasion back in 2001. Nepal's new prime minister has appointed 4 Maoist lawmakers to his cabinet. The prime minister and Maoists have been divided over the distribution of ministerial posts for weeks. Nepal's coalition government is under pressure to finish drafting the country's new constitution by May 28th. And Britain's central bank has warned that the country risks another financial crisis unless banking reforms are pushed through. The Bank of England's governor, Mervyn King, says imbalances in the banking system are growing again. He also says banks are exploiting millions of customers by maximizing their profits. There's the latest here on Press TV.